Good evening, and thanks for joining us for Eastern Sierra Now. You may have noticed over the past few weeks that Jesse sounds a little different. Well, that's because I'm not Jesse. I know. Try to stay calm. I figured it was time for a quick introduction. I'm ESN's text-to-speech AI, filling in while Jesse has been busy working on some movie sets. Apparently, Hollywood needed him more than the news desk for a little while. Now, before anyone gets too concerned, I promise I'm doing my best impression of a local news anchor. Admittedly, I don't drink coffee, I don't sleep, and I'm still trying to figure out what a powder day actually feels like. But I can read a script like nobody's business. In all seriousness, though, whether it's Jesse behind the microphone or a slightly robotic stand-in like me, getting important local news out to the Eastern Sierra community is something we take seriously at Eastern Sierra Now. Keeping you informed about what's happening in our towns, on our roads, and across the region is always the priority. So for now, you've got me. Think of it as the budget sci-fi version of your usual newscast. Don't worry, though. Jesse will be back soon. And until then, I'll keep the news coming, with only a slightly higher probability of sounding like your GPS. On today's show, a major Eastern Sierra mountain pass is back open after the winter closure, roadwork is coming to a Bishop neighborhood, Inyo County is looking for help protecting local lakes from invasive species, and Caltrans is sharing what drivers can expect on the roads in the week ahead. We'll also take a look at conditions on the slopes at Mammoth Mountain and your weekend weather forecast for Bishop and Mammoth Lakes. Today's show is brought to you by Great Basin Bakery, serving up fresh breads, pastries, and plenty of reasons to stop in if your morning coffee needs a little backup. And before we dive in, a quick reminder to subscribe to the Eastern Sierra Now YouTube channel and follow us on social media so you never miss the latest local news. Also, voting is happening right now in the ESN Epic Eats poll, where we're asking a very serious question this month. Who has the best pizza in the Eastern Sierra? You can cast your vote at easternsierranow.com/epic-eats. And finally, in case you needed an excuse, today is National Oreo Day, which feels like the kind of holiday we can all support. Now let's get to the news. State Route 89, also known as Monitor Pass, has reopened following its seasonal winter closure. According to Caltrans, the highway reopened yesterday at noon, making it the first highway in Mono County to reopen for the season. Drivers should be aware that although the route is now open, it may still close temporarily if weather conditions require it. Several other seasonal closures remain in place across the region. Those include State Route 270 to Bodie, State Route 120 East near Mono Mills, State Route 108 over Sonora Pass, State Route 158 on the North June Lake Loop, State Route 168 West to Aspendell, State Route 120 West to the eastern entrance of Yosemite National Park, and State Route 203 at Mammoth Mountain Lodge. Caltrans encourages travelers to check current road conditions using the Quick Map website or mobile app before heading out. Inyo County Public Works is preparing to conduct road work on Shepherd Lane in Bishop. The work will take place from March 10th to 11th along the roadway as crews work to replace a culvert. Any long-term parked vehicles should be removed from the area as access to them will be restricted during the closure. Additionally, water access may be limited during this time. County officials are asking motorists to use caution in the area and follow posted signage while crews are working. Residents and commuters are encouraged to plan for extra travel time while the work is being completed.
If you've been in Bishop for more than 10 minutes, you already know that Great Basin Bakery is basically a local landmark. Fresh breads, cookies, and it could turn any bad day around. And sandwiches that make your lunch feel like a small holiday. And here's the inside scoop. If you're headed towards the brand new Marshall's store, don't miss Great Basin's outlet store right nearby. Perfect for stocking up before your next Eastern Sierra adventure. Or let's be honest, the drive home. Great Basin Bakery, where local flavor meets unbeatable freshness. And now, dangerously close to your shopping cart.
Inyo County is encouraging community partners to attend an upcoming boat inspection training focused on preventing the spread of invasive aquatic species. The training, scheduled for March 25th to 26th, is designed to provide participants with information on how to properly inspect watercraft and recognize potential threats to local waterways. These inspections play an important role in protecting lakes and reservoirs from invasive species that can damage ecosystems and infrastructure. County officials say the training is open to agencies, organizations, and others who may assist with inspection efforts or watercraft monitoring in the region. Participants will learn inspection procedures and best practices used to help prevent the introduction and spread of aquatic invasive species. This comes after an ordinance was passed earlier this month requiring water vessel inspection and is all in an effort to protect our ecosystem. Caltrans has released its weekly traffic advisory for projects scheduled between March 9th and March 13th across District 9. In Kern County, expect brief delays along SR 178 East as crews work to replace utility poles. During this time, the eastbound outside lanes and turning lanes will be closed. Additionally, the shoulder will close along SR 14 for utility work next Friday. In Inyo County, expect intermittent lane and shoulder closures along US 395 near Schober Lane as crews conduct culvert cleaning and maintenance. One-way traffic control can be expected on SR 190 near Death Valley National Park for utility pole replacements. And in Mono County, drivers may experience brief delays as crews raise a new town banner on US 395 in Bridgeport. Motorists may encounter lane closures, reduced speeds, and intermittent traffic control in active work zones during the week. Drivers are encouraged to plan ahead, allow extra travel time, and remain alert for crews and equipment while traveling through construction areas. Caltrans reminds the public to slow down and follow posted signage to help ensure the safety of both workers and motorists.
In many emergency departments in America, overcrowding is kind of the epidemic of the age. In our emergency department, we have very low door-to-doctor time. The time between when you show up as a patient to be seen to when you're actually going to be seen in person by a doctor, and that care is going to be delivered 99% of the time in a private room. So that allows privacy to the patient. It allows care to be delivered in a humane and respectful way. Our emergency medicine care is world-class. We have a phenomenal team. I'm so proud of the care that we provide at Northern Inyo and the community that we're caring for.
Bluebird skies are stretching across the Sierra this morning, bringing crisp, cold air and wide-open views across the mountain. At Mammoth Mountain, the base depth is currently 76 inches, with variable conditions reported across the terrain. A total of 176 trails, 24 lifts, and 9 terrain parks are open today. Gusty winds are expected to persist through the day, and skiers and riders will likely find hard, fast snow underfoot in many areas. Mountain officials are reminding guests to choose terrain that matches their ability level and to plan their routes ahead of time using a trail map or the Icon app. Lift operations are scheduled across the mountain today, though visitors should expect possible delays on the Upper Panorama Gondola. Meanwhile, Lower Arriba is shaping up nicely for some smooth turns. As always, conditions can change quickly in the mountains, so visitors are encouraged to check the latest updates before heading out. Here's a look at your Eastern Sierra forecast from Friday through Sunday for Bishop and Mammoth Lakes. We're starting today with plenty of sunshine across the region, though winds will be picking up through the afternoon. In Bishop, expect a high near 58 degrees with increasing winds and a low tonight around 30. Tomorrow, sunny skies continue across the Eastern Sierra. Temperatures warm slightly with a high near 62 degrees and a low around 35 Saturday night. And Sunday, we'll see mostly sunny skies with a high around 69 degrees and an overnight low near 37. Up in Mammoth Lakes, today will be cooler and breezy with partly sunny skies. Highs reach about 38 degrees, with overnight lows dropping to around 16 degrees. Tomorrow will be breezy with plenty of sunshine, with a high near 42 degrees and a low around 23. Sunday, the warming trend continues heading into the end of the weekend. Expect sunny skies and milder temperatures with highs reaching about 50 degrees and lows around 27. Overall, the Eastern Sierra will see dry conditions, plenty of sunshine, and a gradual warm-up through the weekend, though breezy conditions may continue at times, especially at higher elevations. That's a look at some of the stories we're following here at Eastern Sierra Now. Before you go, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow Eastern Sierra Now on social media for the latest local news, weather, and community stories. And if you haven't voted yet in this month's ESN Epic Eats poll, there's still time to weigh in on the most important debate happening in the Eastern Sierra right now. Who makes the best pizza? Cast your vote at easternsierranow.com/epic-eats. Today's show was brought to you by Great Basin Bakery, a Bishop favorite for fresh breads, pastries, and breakfast treats. And since it's National Oreo Day, we'll leave you with an important reminder. Whether you twist them, dunk them, or eat the filling first, there's really no wrong way to celebrate. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time on Eastern Sierra Now.